Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the RLF Network, where we provide real-life solutions to real-life situations for Christ-centered living. Listen to our live shows online, chat with our hosts and special guests, or check out our archive recordings by simply typing our web address into your browser, www.blogtalkradio.com/RLS Network. During each show, our phone lines are open for all callers to ask questions or make comments. Just dial area code 347-857-3441. Like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/RLS Network. And now for our show.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Trulish right here. You are listening to my homie, your friend, Lady Halima, on the Daily Dish. Keep it locked and popping. Let's go.
Yeah, it's Daily Dish time with Lady Halima, and it's time to get live. Hope you prepare every day for the road ahead. What you hear won't hurt, but help you grow ahead. Man, so turn your stereo loud and play it so everybody hear the spiritual power coming straight from the Lord your Father, trying to help everybody learn.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
We learn growing time.
For the show, everybody, come on, let go. Now it's time for the show, everybody, come on, let go. Only one way.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, your friend, and your sister, Lady Halima, and you are listening to another awesome Holy Ghost filled Daily Dish. My friend, of course, and my sidekick, DJ Vibes, he will be on a little later. So right now, we just want to keep it moving with, of course, the word and get us the scripture so we can go ahead and do our thing. Today's Daily Dish is based off of Acts 1, verse 6 through 11. And it says, so when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? And he replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. Men of Galilee, they said, why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go. And the reason I brought this up is because I have really been coming into a time of my life of seasons. And I looked up a couple of scriptures about seasons, and this one really just popped out at me. And the more and more I've been studying, and more I've been praying, and more I've just been doing my thing, and more God keeps telling me to prepare my people. You know, he's telling me to prepare his people, you know, for his coming and his return. And it's so funny because this is a season of preparation. This is a season of a time, you know, where we all need to prepare for a new day that's coming, whether it's a new season in your life where Christ is going to elevate you or enhance you or bring you out of whatever it is you've been in. Maybe you get your healing. Maybe you get your coming out of whatever that you have to, move into and move out or move on with. And in addition to, he's saying that at this time you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses and telling people about me everywhere. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be telling people about Christ, right? We're supposed to be his witnesses. When people, and not the witnesses of going around and telling everybody everything, but our lives should be a witness to other people. Other people should be able to witness us and be able to see that there's power in our lives. And, it's so funny because I haven't been on for a while. I've been on vacation. I'm back. I'm so excited. I'm rested. I went to the Bahamas. It was a wonderful vacation, and I needed it. And it was beautiful. Just having that time with Christ and being able to just relax and disconnect from the world. And I'm going to tell you, if anybody hasn't going on vacation in a while, I would definitely suggest cruising, because it forces you, when you're on that water, it forces you to disconnect. You cannot get on social media. You can't get on anything. You can't call nobody. You can't call anybody. Bottom line is you have to just, that's it. Disconnect from that phone, and it's a beautiful thing. I didn't realize how much I actually missed disconnecting, but during the disconnecting, I was able to reconnect with Christ. And there was times where I was sitting on my deck, right, and from my room. And as the boat was moving, we came into some storms, and it was just so funny to see how though the waves are crashing up next to the boat and on the boat, the thing about it is the boat kept moving. And kept moving through and trudging along those stormy waters. And I just kept reminding and thinking of Peter and how Peter had to walk on the water in order, and keep his eyes set on Christ regardless of the winds and the waves. And mind you, I'm out in the Atlantic Ocean, so I'm seeing nothing but water. There's a horizon and the sun setting and the sun coming down. So I see nothing but water. And imagining, Peter walking on that water as the winds and the waves are blowing, and trying not to focus on that, but focus on what Christ has him to do and moving forward in Christ and putting his trust in him. And so when the apostles, were with Jesus and said, "Look, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?" And he didn't say no. He said, "Look," and he said, "the Father alone has that authority." So even with Christ, right? Christ, Jesus doesn't even know when the Father is going to come back to restore our kingdom. But I do know this. I do know this for sure, is that we have to prepare ourselves. And we have to prepare ourselves in every way possible. We have to prepare our homes. We have to prepare our children. And most importantly, we have to prepare our spirits. We have to be able to understand that, when the end times come, which they are really rapidly coming, that Christ is coming back, for a church, not without spot or wrinkle, because, it's as for a spot or wrinkle, but understand the spot or wrinkle is covered by Jesus, because we all, there's no one perfect walking on this earth but Jesus. But the thing about it, that he is coming back. And we have to be prepared, and you have to be able to understand that as you're living your life, we should all be living our lives as though these are the last days, right? We really do. If you look in the Bible, there's many, many prophecies, and there's many, many things that line up to what's going on now these days. And I'm not the only one talking about this. You know, if you look, you know, John Hagee, I don't know if you guys are familiar with his message, he's talking about it. If you look at what's going on in the world with the wars and the different allies and the different things that the United States is doing with different countries and the different connections and I'm trying to think of it, not agreements, but not deals, but, you know, just different things that are going on in politics and the world, and it's kind of lining up, you know, in the way that society is going. We've taken Christ out of everything, full government, everything. It's just totally gone. So understand, God is not a God that's going to be mocked, right? He's like, okay, I made you guys, and you think you can go ahead and mock me. You think that you can go ahead and play with me, but, you know, I already told you what I'm going to do. And unlike him, he's not a reactionary guy, right? He doesn't react based on what we do. He already has his plan together. So he's going to come back and he's going to do what he do anyway. But, of course, he's a God of order. So the things that are going to have to happen first, right? You know, and so anyway, but what I love to see is that the church of God, right, the church of Christ, you know, and not the church of Christ as for the denomination, but the body of Christ, you know, truly comes together as a unified body, you know, one body, many members, to be able to prepare for this. And not only that, but also make sure we get the word out to those that needs to hear it. And that's what I'm doing. I mean, even though my audience may not be as wide as, you know, the most great televangelist, the point about it is if one person hears the message that God has put into my heart and for me to be obedient to say, then I've done my part. And so I know this is kind of heavy. I know that this is kind of like, you know, not your, hey, hallelujah, praise God, it's my season, it's my time, you know, I'm going to get the house, I'm going to get the car, I'm going to get, yeah, it's not that message. This message is prepare yourselves, you know, because, you know, the end times is coming, and, you know, you don't want to go to hell. Let's just keep it 100% real, you know, you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to. You can go at any time. I mean, I'm sitting here right now talking to you, and as I'm sitting here, I get a notification on my phone from my local newspaper that states that three just got killed in a car crash, right? Just right now, at this moment, as I'm speaking to you at 8:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in saying that, right, okay, any of us can go at any time. So we have to make sure that we give the word to our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, and if they choose not to receive it, then that's fine. But it's all of our responsibilities to do that. It's all of our responsibilities to understand the Great Commission that we all took upon our oath when we go ahead and gave our life to Christ. It's not about just giving your life to Christ and then believing that's all you had to do. You got out of the hellfire. You know, that's it. That's all you had to do. You gave your life to Christ, and you're not going to burn. And that's all that matters. As long as you say, God, forgive me, after you do what you do, then you're straight. But that's not how it flows, right? That's not how it flows. But anyway, so that's pretty much today's, you know, topic is about seasons, and this is a season of preparation. This is a season of transition. We're about to go into 2017. You know, 2017 has a lot with it. We have elections coming up. We have new government coming up. We have new policies coming up. You know, and we're about to come into, you know, I'm into the holy number 7. You know, this is 2017, and there's some things that are going to go down. And so I need my people, at least the Daily Dish listeners, to be prepared for what God has coming. I know that definitely as we move forward in Him, that, you know, the righteous will prevail. If there is anything in your life where you feel like you are, you know, and you're left behind, and though you're sowing all these seeds, and you just the return is just not what you thought it would be, understand Christ is faithful. So you need to stay faithful. You need to continue to hold on to the faith. I know it seems small. I know it seems hard. You're investing a lot. You're putting a lot of your time, your talent, your treasure, your money, you know, everything. You're putting it out there, and you're like, I'm getting so much. I'm not getting anything in return, but understand you're not, you know, what you're doing is not in vain, and God sees it. And I don't know who I'm talking to. You know, I'm talking to me, too. You know, I've been doing this for a while, but, you know, and doors open, you know, and doors open and doors close and doors, you know, windows open and windows close. But you can't stop. You have to, whatever God places on your heart, continue to do because he's a faithful God. So, you know, in saying all of that, you know, I'm gonna just chill for a second. And I want you guys, if you have any questions, especially about what's going on, you know, current events. I was reading up on this thing called EMP. Someone was telling me about EMP. Then I started hearing about EMP. And if you don't know what EMP is, it's like this electronic, it's like something, electronic something pulse, right? And Russia has it. And Russia is not really feeling us right now, okay? Russia's not feeling us because we, you know, United States, kind of took away their income by not trading with them with oil. So they're not feeling this right now. And they said that, you know, with Russia and North Korea having the EMPs, that pretty much, if you, I'm in technology, so how this works is that if you have a circuit, any type of circuit, your cell phones, your computers, your car, anything, if they go ahead and detonate that, everything stops. Everything stops. All circuits, light, everything, gone, done, out, right? So we have to understand that this is the type of things that may be happening. So we have to be prepared, and we have to get a home to prepare. We have to be prepared. And God has given us all of the information out there for us to be prepared. This isn't the message for the faint at heart. You know, this could be some scary stuff, right, that I'm talking about, because this is real life stuff. A lot of people think, like, when, you know, the end time or the rapture or something's going to come, it's going to be like people floating in the air or disappearing. No, in faith, it's not going to, it may not be that way. It really may be, like, humanized and things that happen and see. So I hear that my homeboy, DJ Vibes, is on. What's up,
yes.
Vibes?
What's going on? How you doing? What's up?
I'm good. I'm getting into some heavy stuff today. God put on my heart.
All right.
Heavy stuff. We talking about some heavy stuff. Have you heard anything that I was saying?
I caught like a little bit at the end, but not really.
Okay, so I was basically talking about the end times. And we were talking about seasons, and I was just saying how in Gotten Acts where they asked when the Lord is going to come and restore his kingdom, and he said that even, you know, he said even Christ doesn't know the time, only our Lord knows, or God knows the time and the hour of when that comes. And I was telling the people that we need to prepare ourselves. And I was telling them that, you know, especially with the times of what's going on in world foreign policies and stuff, and with Russia and North Korea with the EMP, and they being able to detonate a particular, like, wave through the, that
yeah.
could have even reached the United States to cancel all circuits out, where all lights out, phones, cars, everything just stopped working.
You look at North Korea, man, with their nuclear weapons and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. And God, please don't let Donald Trump be president. No, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you what's strange. You know, a friend of mine was saying that we were at work today. A friend of mine was like, it snowed last week, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It snowed in April last week, Friday. He said the world's coming to an end. You know, I kind of laughed it off a little bit. I sat back and thought about it a little bit after. I was like, I mean, like, it's spring right now, and you can't be, you right, it's like chilly outside right now. You can't even be outside without a jacket on right now.
Right.
Yeah, and the whole world is just, like, the U.S. is becoming, it seems like U.S. is getting more and more. They're losing allies. It's a whole lot of stuff going on throughout the world right now, man. It's, yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And what I was saying, that we all need to prepare ourselves. You know, yeah, not only our spirits, but even we have to have wisdom, prepare our homes, prepare our families, you know, and truly, truly just because we are the righteous people. We are the ones that God, you know, we're here for. We're not supposed to just lay down and die. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are supposed to, we're supposed to prevail because, you know, when the rapture does come and when the end times does come, because remember, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of the end, right?
Yeah,
so
if
we
right.
know about Revelation. We know what is going to happen. We know that at this time, like all of the signs that are happening, like you said, the wacky weather and the fact that, you know, people, they would say, what they said that, you know, the kids will disrespect their parents, that Christ will be out of everything, you know. So we know that what's going on in this world is pretty much, you know, following suit to what the Bible's been saying. So in saying that, you know, then we'll have what, the rapture, then we'll have, after the rapture, then we'll have here, it will be, it said that people, you would look to your left and your brother won't be here. It didn't say all Christians are going to be raptured. So you might be a Christian and you might be left here. It didn't say that Christians will be raptured. It says, the Bible says, when you look to your left, your brother may not be there.
9 hours.
Right? So you could be a Christian and left here. And during the rapture, right, Holy Spirit is going. So if you don't know the word and you don't know Christ now, yo, for real, this is some real stuff I'm telling you. You're going to have to know him, and you're going to have to know it. So this is the time to get to know him and get to know the information, because information is what's going to save your behind. I'm trying to get y'all to understand this. So, you know, and then after it says, after the rapture, then after that, then what? They're going to have what, the ten kings, right? Or no, seven kings with the 10 crowns, and they are going to rule, and they're going to be evil kings. They ain't going to be nice, y'all. Nice. And they said they're going to rule for a time. Now you know how the Bible is. God made the earth in 7 days. We really don't know what 7 days are. We don't know what that time is, and how long we're going to have to endure. And that's when you have the mark of the beast, right? That's when we have the chips. Well, you know, in overseas in Europe, that they already, it was funny, I was watching this show, and this guy said that he had to reflect, and he said, you know, in the last 6 years, he himself said, I haven't even handled cash in the last 6 years.
Wow.
All I've used is my card, all my information on it. Sounds familiar, don't it? I'm just saying. So, what can we do to prepare, right? I'm not trying to, like, scare you guys and, like, oh, my gosh, I'm never listening to Daily Dish with Lady Halima. I'm just trying to give y'all information. And this is the heavy stuff God puts on me sometimes. And I would love to give y'all the hoop and the holler messages, but sometimes it just don't go down like that. So what can you do to prepare? So let's say this thing hits, right? What are we going to do? Well, number one, hey, guys, you're going to have to go to basic primitive skills. You know what that is? You're going to have to learn how to grow food, because money ain't going to buy you nothing when lights don't work.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to need? You're going to need food and water, right?
Yep.
You want to need food and water. So you're going to have to know how to find water, store water, find water. You're going to have to know how to grow food, grow garden in the backyard, get some practice in the summer. You know what I mean? Because you just don't know. And you have to have basic life skills, because you don't know what's going to happen. So be prepared. That's all. God said he's going to prepare. And so, look, if I'm a messenger and I'm bringing confirmation to what you've heard or what you've been hearing, well, then, amen, listen to what I'm saying, because I came across this stuff, and I was like, whoa, it hit me like a cannon. I couldn't believe it. And so I had to choose. I had to choose to whether close my eyes to the truth or open my eyes to the truth and prepare myself. Now, I'm not saying walk around in fear, live your lives, do your thing. But understand, be aware, you know, be aware of your surroundings, be aware, and be prepared. And that's pretty much all I got to say with that. You got anything to say?
No, but you know, you said something, and it's kind of off point, but you said something. You know, I come from, you know, my family, we're from Sierra Leone. And you said something kind of off topic here, but you know, like we lose electricity back there. But basically everybody back there, we plant our own food, farm our own animals, and stuff like that. So, and it's like we're like very fortunate to be in a first world country. And I know it's a little bit off topic, wherein we have power, we have light, we go to the store, buy our meats. And not that you can't do it over there, but most people, they farm their own meats and stuff. And you know, I still remember my cousins cooking on the grill. I mean, cooking on charcoal on the ground to prepare meals for us. So that's all. My mind just went back to that's all. A little bit off topic.
And you know what the funny part about that is, though? I bet you it was a community, wasn't it? You guys worked together.
We worked together. It's seriously, man. I think now that I'm older, it's a more humbling experience for me now, and I kind of appreciate it more. Seeing my cousin, I mean, not turning on a stove, but lighting charcoal on the ground. And it wasn't even that we didn't have stove, but that's what they rather do, you know? The whole power in the whole neighborhood would go off. I remember being in there for like 2 days, about 48 hours. We had no electricity.
Mm-hmm.
It was that unstable. Still is, but not as bad. You know, and running water, it was at one point where we had one water source in our whole block. And if you didn't get your water early in the morning, you were short.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 o'clock in the morning, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, my cousins we had like real big containers.
Mm-hmm.
They used to go get water for cooking, for cleaning. You know, so all that just came when you said what you said, and all that, you know, like just came back to my mind. I was just thinking about that. It's we're very, very fortunate. Very fortunate, man.
Well, fortunate, but those skills that you've seen, the things you've seen, may actually be a benefit for you if the stuff goes down, right? But
right,
the funny part about it is that it was a community. And I wanna ask the people, you know, who's listening, how many of y'all actually know your neighbors?
Mm.
Can you go to your neighbor in an emergency and feel safe?
It's not like that anymore.
Right.
It's not. Back in the day, man, if I was outside running around thinking I'm getting away with something, and I get in the house before my mom get home, when my mom's walking up the steps, to get to the door, the neighbor already stopped my mom. So, yo, I saw Dunstan doing this. I saw Dunstan. Oh, he didn't go to school today. I seen him up at the mall today. You know, it's different now. Your neighbor just come knock on your door just to come and say hi. Or you can't even, like, ask for your neighbor for sugar anymore. It's like,
right.
Yeah, it's not the same anymore. There was a saying, a common saying, you know, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yes,
man,
it does.
That's what it was on our whole block growing up. Everybody knew everyone's parents, and all the parents knew everyone's children. And anytime they saw any of the children go get out of place, they'd say something to them, then go home and tell the parents. And that's how everybody in the neighborhood kept their children kept their children intact.
Right. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Knowing your neighbor, those days are gone. It's not like that anymore.
It's not like that.
I say hi to my neighbor. Every now and then he'll reply, hi. Every now and then he'll just keep going. Ain't no problem with me. You know, I was brought up differently, so I speak. You know, so it's just not like that anymore.
It's not like that, but this is the thing, is that what's going to happen if something happens, right, it's going to have to be that way. either it's going to be a fight or flight, right? It's going to be you either come as a community or you don't. And if you choose not to, guarantee those who choose to stick together will survive versus you trying to stand alone. That's just the bottom line to it. And God is, you know, I mean, he don't play, you know. He don't play. He brought his son down, you know. I mean, let's think about God's character, right? I love reading the Bible because the more you read the Bible, the more you understand the nature of God and Jesus and their personalities, right? And how I look at God is, God is like, he don't play. He like that father that just don't play. What he say, what he, how it goes, and that's how it goes down, right? Now, Jesus, when he came down, he walked on this earth, Jesus was more like, you know, he could empathize with us because he experienced what we went through as a human. He was God, but he was also human. So he felt hunger, he felt sad, he felt pain, he felt all the things that as a sovereign being in heaven don't normally feel. But when he came here, that's when he was able to experience those things. So with Jesus being able to experience things that we experience, he has a little bit more of a soft heart. He's our friend. You know what I'm saying? And I believe I heard this awesome man of God this past weekend by the name of Dwayne Freeman. He said that, you know, when you're friends with someone, you what you do, you tell them something, right? You tell your friend everything, right? So God didn't even tell Jesus when the end times is going to be. Why? Because Jesus is our friend. Well, is he supposed to be? And if Jesus is your friend, he tells you stuff, because Jesus talks to me all the time and tells me stuff.
Yep.
So if he's my friend, he's going to tell me. Well, God said, I can't even tell Jesus because he's going to tell y'all. And it's like, so the way God is, God don't play. And so what the word says in that aspect of it is that, you know, a lot of people say, you know, well, you know, they try to dismiss it, but you have to understand God holds his word. He can't lie. He can't lie. I mean, he's so holy. Remember on the Mount of Mountain of Transfiguration when he was, Moses. It was somebody else who saw Moses. I can't remember. Anyway, but it was, follow me though. Point of it, whoever was on that mountain, they had to turn away because the glory of God was passing them. And he said, if you don't hide behind that rock, my glory will kill you. That's how holy and sovereign God is. And so, you know, we got to understand that what he says goes. He's the ultimate father. You know, Jesus is our friend. Jesus tells us things. You know, Jesus died for us. He's our right-hand man. He the one talking to God for us. He like, look. You know, you look at me. Don't worry about them. You know, you look at me and, you know, you look at me, you make sure, you know, I'm straight. I got them. But see what happened here, especially here in the United States, God, Jesus, you know, we were founded upon the word. We were founded in God we trust. We were founded upon that. And so God, you know, we've been protected. But then more and more we thought we got big heads thinking that we did this thing. Well, we didn't do a dang on thing up in this piece, okay? We got what we got. This land was blessed because of God and God only, okay? And so now we pretty much is slapping Jesus in the face. Well, Jesus ain't no punk. See, I told you, you know, you got to read the Bible to know the character of the personalities of the, and also have a relationship with them. But Jesus is not a punk dude. So we're not going to keep saying, you know, pretty much giving Jesus the finger and pretty much, you know, telling Jesus that, oh, yeah, we don't need you here. We don't need you in this part of our lives and that part of our lives and this running, you don't need to be here. How much would you take protecting someone who is constantly stabbing you in the back? We don't need them in school. We don't need them in government. We definitely don't need them in music. We don't need them in TV. we don't need them. So at what point will, you know, and you know, what point will you be like, you know what? And I'm not saying all of us. I'm just talking in the whole. At what point will he gonna be like, you know what? They got my hands tied. What am I do? You know what I'm saying? But as a believer, we're protected. We're protected. You know, I don't want to get y'all all tripped out. I'm talking about as the United States. I'm talking about the world, you know, and, as a whole in that area, in that aspect of it. But you got to understand that we under his covering, but we also, and we don't need a fear. You know what I'm saying? We don't need a fear, but we need wisdom, right? Because God said that wisdom, I mean, he called wisdom a woman. I love it too, right? It's a, you know, we have to have wisdom, you know, so we have to prepare and we have to know. So you can't close your eyes and think, oh, no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. No, it may happen. So we need wisdom as we move forward, and you have to have these life skills. And you have to know how to survive and be a survivor, you know, and understand that you can, and you can prevail, you can survive the things that are about to take place. And that's just some real information for you guys with that. So I know it's been kind of heavy. But I got to do it. A girl got to do what she got to do. Right, Bob?
That's it. Book of Proverbs says get wisdom at any cost.
Right.
That's it.
So anybody listening, you know, if you have any questions, well, go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry.
No, I said that little vacation did you well. You deep today. You going
yeah.
in on it.
Yeah. It did. It definitely did me. I mean, I had time to reflect. I had time to hear. And I had time to really be honest with myself and understand and read the word and understand and look at the world and see what was going on. So, yes, I am. I'm only going in because I love you guys. I'm only going in because I would totally be selfish if I kept this information to myself. And I let the people that listen to my show suffer and not be prepared as I prepare my household. How nice would that be, right? That would be nice. So if you have any questions or comments or, I mean, hey, this is the time to ask these questions. Call in at 347-857-3441. Again, and hit number one on your keypad is 347-857-3441. And hit number one on your keypad. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have any concerns. I'm also on Facebook if you guys want to hit me up and chat. Well, for those who get my text, you know how you guys can reach me. Go ahead and hit me up on the text as well. But if we don't have any questions or comments, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and Tracy, let's throw on the mix since this is about 8:30, and then we'll continue on with the Daily Dish with Lady Halima, DJ Vaz.
God is gonna shine his light for me, for me, for me, oh yeah. He will show me the way, let me see it clear like 3D, yeah. Yes, he's gonna shine his light for me, yeah. He will show me the way, let me see it clear like 3D, yeah. Well, it's me, the boy Rustic, representing for the Daily Dish, hosted by the man DJ Vibes and Lady Halima, and we say, grow and conquer in Jesus' name. Let's go!
They say you lost your swag overnight. Last night I met the Lord, show you right. He wrote my name off in this wheel, rolling right. Tell Christ I want my, that's a holy night. Bars, you would get that on the replay. Run his word like a relay, bring it back like a DJ, huh? You don't speak English, well I speak King Lay. I can tell you what the King say, cause I live where the King lay. I'm flipping through this Bible in my hand, I don't see it. Please help me understand, I can't be it. If it's not off in this plan, I can see it. This was so awkwardly planned, so hold up. Let me switch it up a little. Have to connect it like this was a riddle. A can of IT and a package of Skittles. Got me in the hoodie and posing on Twitter. Hey, let me let man hold up. What would you do if the man roll up? That's Jesus, and you see your hands go up.
when your life gotta get you to him. No luck, you need him, but you're not in touch. You wasn't even touched. Never thought he'd show up. Boy, he show up. Bars. You would get.
I really can't tell if I'm overdressed or I'm underdressed. If I'm underpaid or just overstressed. If I'm cynical or just over this. Cause I'm tired of trying to get over them. And it's over there. Party's over.
Party's over.
You probably couldn't tell we over here cause you hardly sober. Double shots to that ego. They laughing at us, yeah, we know. Maybe at the bottom, but we not forgotten the director's plot in that sequel. Till then we live on the outside and it might storm and we might die. But I'd rather go with my fist high standing outside of your inside.
I try my best to fit in.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the fitting.
Oh, yeah.
Standing outside of your prison,
I
try. Trying to find ways I can get
it. No,
now I realize that I'm free,
free.
And I realize that
I'm me.
And I found out that I'm not alone. Cause there's plenty people like me. That's right, there's plenty people like me.
Okay.
All love me despite me. And all unashamed and all unafraid to speak out for what we might see.
One
I said there's plenty people like me.
Like me.
All outsiders like me.
Like me.
All unashamed and all unafraid to live out what they supposed to be. Outside.
I think I'm so gone.
So
man, I'm out of here. From a different galaxy, a different atmosphere. Misunderstood in my life. I ain't always been wrong, but I ain't always been right. At times so confused. Some say that they love you, but they still hate you too. So what else I'm supposed to do? Put my heart and my trust in the king of the Jews. Hey man, I felt like I was losing it. Until I found who Jesus is. We must suffer with our Christ. They call us crazy for dying just to gain life. That's just the way it is. Living to please God, walking in righteousness. They hate him so they gon' hate me. To the world I consider myself just being crazy.
Full of evil endeavors, heart clean never, black and ugly as ever. However, I see my family die from them rocks, the fiends on blocks, including my own pop. Homie, I seen too much to drink them two cups. Can't lean on the lean, already way too screwed up. Was way too gone, I was way too cold. 50-yard Hail Mary, I was way too tall. I was Tarzan, raised by gorillas. Gorilla the beat, then that truth can't hit me. Got me out of my grave. All my partners say I'm changed. Now I'm gonna say the same.
Lord have mercy and pity on your son. From what I once was to what I have become. Lord have mercy and pity on your son. From what I once was to what I have become. Lord have mercy.
I know they see you when they want you. I know they see you when they want to make you who they want you to be. I know that life is trying to get you. I know that life is calling out to you by your name. But don't listen, resist it, keep running. Don't you stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing, hold that, don't you let it go.
You hold the light. You hold the light, you hold the light, and it's shining and making darker places brighter. You lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot, you bring a lot, and it's evident and they can see it. They won't end it, but it's not for the taking. It's not for the changing, no. It's not for remixing. It's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you. You know I ride for you, yeah. I won't let them take you. Your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector, you know.
How you doing? Turn the beat up, why you rolling? It's been a while, I've been refueling. Love of God run deep, it got me ruined. Run me down that straight and narrow road. Straight and narrow road. Just like that protocol, but I came back home. Came back home, whoa. Yeah, I've been set free. That's no Wifey rolling with me. All around this club, we spreading love, so come and roll with me. From the east, back to the west. Down south, back to the Midwest. Turn it up. Drum thumping. Put them windows down while that bass bumping.
Your ways are bad.
They are.
I'm not on the fence.
No.
Who distributes joy? Who sets the soul free? Who can forgive sin? Who died for me?
Yeah.
Yes, it's true that I've been captured by your love. I've been captured by your grace. I've been covered by your blood. I was lost, but now I'm found. Hey, yes, it's true, you hold me down. Hey, Jesus, you're my white flag. I surrender right now. Hey, Jesus, you're my white flag. I surrender right now.
I surrender right now. I surrender right now.
Jesus, you're my white flag.
Presented for the Daily Dish, hosted by the man DJ Vibes and Lady Halima, and we say, grow and conquer in Jesus' name.
Yo, that was hot.
You put your foot in that.
Oh my goodness, I was feeling that. That was so awesome. That was awesome. And I love the little intro extra. That was hot, real hot.
You're
very talented, anointed man of God, I must say.
You're too kind.
So look, during the break, I was looking at, you know, I gotta follow up on what I say, right? I was looking up some scriptures. So I found 1 John 2, and it says, so you must remain faithful to what you've been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and with the Father. And in this fellowship, we enjoy eternal life he promised us. I'm writing these to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. But you have received the Holy Spirit who lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true, for the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know. That's why it's so important, y'all, to have a relationship. And what he teaches is true and not a lie. So just as he taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ, meaning stay in constant communication with him. And I love this title here. There's only two more scriptures. It says, living as children of God. And now if your children remain in fellowship with Christ so that when he returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from him in shame. Whoa! Does that mean we're gonna have an opportunity to shrink back from Christ? Wait, let me read that again. It says, "And now, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ, so that when he returns, listen, when he returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from him in shame." Y'all, we're going to be tested. test it, we going to have opportunities to shrink back from him in shame. And it says, since we know that Christ is righteous, we also know that all who do what is right are God's children. There's going to be some people that say they're God's children, but when it comes down to put the money where their mouth is, when they have that opportunity to shrink back in shame, this might be a whole other different story. I'm just saying. So I gave you some things to think about today.
Nah, you came in fully loaded.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Because he's not playing with me. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, when he gave me this, I cried. I ain't gonna lie, I cried. I cried, y'all. I cried. Because I was like, oh my gosh, what do you mean? And then I kept thinking about scenarios like, what if, you know, we don't know the time of hour. What happens if it's, you know, I'm at work and my kids at school. I'm going to get to them. Well, what's going to happen when, you know, what happens to all the people that are, like, on an airplane? And the airplane stops working.
You know, Halima, you said to our listeners that they have to take the time to know him. So what steps do you take to know him? What do you do? What is it that you do to know him?
Number one, you got to treat him like you treat anybody else you want to get to know. You got to give him time. You have to give him time. And how you give him time is you got to talk to him. And I mean, people do that whole formal prayer thing. I don't do formal prayer. I talk to God when I'm hurting, when I'm scared, when I'm lonely, whatever the case may be. When I'm in pain, I talk to him. I read his Bible because his words are encouraging. You ever go to like a therapist or go to these life coaches and stuff like that, and they give you, or at least seminars, or even preachers, they give you inspirational words. Well,
yeah.
The Bible's full of that. So when you are discouraged, the Bible is the best place to go because it always will lift your spirits up. And then when you get to know it, and then as you're reading it, and the more and more you get to read it, the more and more you understand, like even the stories of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? You get to know his character. You get to see how he interacted with people and just how he interacted with them. That's how he wants to interact with you. And he said, I must go because I had to, I must go because he had left the Comforter here with us, which is Holy Spirit, which is like a representative of him. And Holy Spirit is that gut feeling that you have inside. So when God tells you something and you hear something, you have to listen to that. You have to listen to that gut feeling inside because that's Holy Spirit leading you in the right path. And that's how you get to know him. And during the time of trouble, he's going to be with us. I'm not trying to scare y'all. I'm trying to give you information, but then I'm also going to give you comfort because he is going to be with us. But we just have to learn to trust him more. We have to learn to listen, and we have to develop a friendship with them. Please do not say you know God and you spend more time with your so-called Facebook friends or your so-called Twitter followers than you do even talking and fellowshipping with him. Does that answer your question, Bob?
Yeah, that does. It does. And, you know, as a matter of fact, what I do is 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, right? So you try to read one a day in the morning, one a day in the morning, and then read your favorite Psalms for the day. I say a little prayer, and that's how I do it. And then I go over notes and stuff that I got from church the past Sunday. So,
So there you go. I mean, if you combine Bob's method and my method, you'd be straight.
Yeah. So, like, tomorrow's the 15th of April.
Yes.
I'll be reading Proverbs 15.
Amen. Why don't y'all hop on Proverbs 15? Stuff on the 15th. Just still follow the days of the month.
That's it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. 5 days of the world. Y'all could do that too.
Some of them could be a little.
You think they could do it?
Yeah, some of them could be a little lengthy, but that's all right. You'll get used to it after a while.
There you go.
just wake up a little bit earlier. Just start a little bit earlier. Some of them a little bit lengthy. When I first started, man, I was like, oh man, I turned the page. I was still going.
Yeah, but that's okay because I'm telling you, after a while, you get addicted to it. It's like, oh, I need this word. You're just gonna be hungry for it. So that's all good. So look, we got 5 minutes, Vibes. You know we gotta plug something. What we plugging?
Oh man, look, it's coming. It's coming. Hey, listen,
it's
y'all.
Coming.
If y'all don't know what's going down, it's going down in May.
We're doing the
Big West Virginia. And DMV, we gotta roll deep out there, man. Come on now. We gotta support. Okay. You gotta support us. Hey, look, Halima has it going on. It's all about love.
Yep.
It's all about love.
It's all right, about love. Love and celebrate, y'all. You got to come out to the Love and Celebrate Learn, Grow, and Conquer event. Martinsburg, West Virginia, May 14th. Doors open up at 5, okay? And then we got an awesome after party with your boys, DJ Vibes. You already had a sample of what he do, so you know how this going to go down. Now, look, I know I got a little heavy with y'all today, but this thing is going to be, you're going to have a great time. We're going to talk about love because that's what it's all about. God loves us, and we got to know how to love him and love others and love ourselves, okay? So that's what we're going to talk about and do a thing. So it's a great time. It's a Mother's Day weekend around that time, so go ahead and bring
May
your mama 15, out.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, bring your
bring
mom.
Your
Don't
mama
bring out Mrs.
Out.
Jones. Don't bring out Mrs. Jones, though. It's not that kind
Mrs.
of love.
Jones.
don't. It's not that kind of love, all right? Just,
no, it ain't that type of love.
You
got to
love,
no.
Yeah. It's how to love. It's loving the right way, also. Leave
love
Mrs. Jones
right
at home.
That's funny. No, Mrs.
It's
going to
be
Jones.
Fun. It's going to be fun, y'all. May 14th, man. Y'all got to come out, man. It's going to be fun. We got to roll up that deep DMV, man. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Too.
Tickets only $15 www.ladyhalima.com. At the door is going to be 20, so copy tickets now.
There you go.
Show starts at 6, so get there at 5:55.
I know that's right. I know that is at 5:55. You know we're going to have a lot at 5:55. You're the best. But, yes, get your tickets. Tickets are selling. They are selling. Also, you can also get them at our sponsored location at Beauty International in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Address is on the website. Go to www.ladyhalima.com. Also, we got some great giveaways coming up. We got some trips they're giving away. We got jewelry. We got, I mean, man, people are donating stuff like crazy. What'd you say, Bob?
I was just saying, we got a 2-day vacation. I should have kept that a secret, but no, we're raffling off a 2-day vacation and everything. I need to come.
Y'all need it. I'm trying to tell you, we got jewelry. I got like, man, I ain't talking about no crazy cheap jewelry. I'm talking about, I got like, crazy mad, like, are you seriously giving me this type of jewelry that I'm auctioning, that we're doing raffling off too? So don't miss it. People are donating like crazy. They feeling what we're doing, and I want you guys to have a good time. And I'm a giver, so I'm a give. I'm a give what I until I can't give no more. So be sure to check out your girl and DJ Vibes at the Love and Celebrate May 14th, 2014.
2133 Broad Lane in Falling Waters, West Virginia.
There you go.
Get there 5:55.
You and this 5:55. And if you like how we,
you know, we like to go late. We don't want to do it. We like to get late. It started at 6. It ain't when the party's just till 4 in the morning, y'all.
Well, that's all right. We'll see what the Holy Ghost do. But we'll make sure, wait, for all the pastors, don't cringe. We'll make sure they get to church on Sunday.
Yeah, and you got to go to church on Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we'll wrap up in a decent hour, but we are going to get our party on. And for those who like the line dance, make sure y'all do the Just Fine, because that's what we're going to do, the Just Fine Mary J. Blige. That's the first one we're starting off with. Y'all got an insight to that. So get on YouTube and learn that dance, because we're going to have a great time doing that, because life is just fine. So anyway, even though we had a heavy topic today, you know how I do, guys. I love you guys so much, and I miss you so much. I just love you, so I just want you to be informed. But you know how we do? We want you to all to learn, grow, and conquer in Jesus' name. God bless, and peace out.
All right, we out.
Amazing.